baby. Hey!
Jesus criminy.
This is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez,
Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two-man Randy Savage.
Dre Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? It is a Friday.
It is.
The heck's the date today?
Today's the 10th.
It's the 10th of February.
Yeah, might as well be 2018 already.
Why is that?
Just because it's already, we're already through January. We're already getting to halfway through February. It's almost Valentine's Day.
Do I need to do a disclaimer, or do you think I can fake my way through the next hour? Disclaimer?
Disclaimer, yeah. Probably a good idea.
If my voice doesn't sound about right, you know, I've always said this show comes first. You know, and I haven't missed that many shows.
True.
Occasionally I'll miss if I'm in Vegas.
Right.
Just because it's Vegas. It's not because I couldn't do it. It's because I'm in Las Vegas. I've done night shows, day shows, on anniversaries, on birthdays, on whatever. I was strongly recommended to not do the show today.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Strongly recommended.
Ooh, strongly.
As I'm supposed to... I had double hernia surgery on Wednesday.
Two time.
And it's not called double hernia. I just don't remember what it's called. Blah, 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 blah.
Laparoscopic?
No, it's longer than, yeah, but it's laparoscopic. No. Type of that. It's, yeah. It's longer than just, which laparoscopic, I think, just means that it was the machine did it.
The way they do it, yeah, it's smaller incisions. They right. have little things that go inside and do all the
yeah, belly
the
button,
whatnots.
And then on both sides, right and left, because they did both sides, right and left. But you know what? I'm going to give it a go, because I got some things I got to get off my hernia.
Inguinal hernia repair?
I don't know.
Gastrointestinal surgery?
I don't know. I don't really care at this point. I'm watching one of those shows that's on the Four Letter Network.
So there I was.
And I believe, I wish I remembered which one it was that said it, but sort of implied that there's a possibility that the Tom Brady jersey has not been stolen.
Oh, I heard about this. Yeah.
That this person implied mm-hmm. that the Hall of Fame would want the jersey
mm-hmm.
and that Captain America would like to keep it.
Right.
And that he alleged that the jersey was stolen so that he can keep it.
So that it's his, yeah.
Which to me is the biggest crock of.
Right.
Because he doesn't have to send it to the Hall of Fame. They can request it, and he could say no. I just find it so hard to believe. But again, I'm the naive guy. The conspiracist is busy doing something else. I find it hard to believe that he would sit there and say that somebody stole it out of his bag. I've been in those locker rooms.
Mm.
I have been in two, that I can remember, two Super Bowl winning locker rooms. And it was a cluster.
Oh, I believe it.
And I could see how it could happen. I know of other stories as well,
yeah.
of some things that have become missing. And so it's very easy to do. But the giant basketballs that you would have,
yeah,
you know.
Talk about hernia surgery.
Especially it being Brady's locker, mm. because everybody is around Brady's locker.
all of the attention is right there.
Unbelievable. And
again, it's not like it's a towel or a Gatorade bottle. This is a
full-on
jersey.
Hmm? Why would you say Gatorade bottle?
Just because it would be a smaller piece.
Oh, that's not good.
Don't laugh. Oh. Take it easy. Easy, Bacon. No, yeah, just because it's a smaller item.
It's in the locker room, clubhouse, whatever.
Yeah, and there's plenty of them around. It's not like there's plenty of number 12 New England Patriot jerseys just hanging around.
Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Ed, you know, this goes out to you as well. It goes out to the Randy Regime universe. And it's one of those questions that kind of pisses me off, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Did the New England Patriots win the Super Bowl? Or did the Atlanta Falcons blow the Super Bowl? And I'll give you my answer. Go ahead. You go ahead.
I think it's more of them winning it. Yeah, they did really? Some. Because that's who the Patriots are. They may have waited to unleash the fury until the end. But, no, I mean, that's what halftime is for, is to make adjustments. I think that part of it was that the Atlanta Falcons took their foot off the gas a couple of times, but that's football. You know, that's I can't say that the Atlanta Falcons lost the Super Bowl. They played as well as they could have. At the end of the day, or towards the third, fourth quarter, their defense was tired, and the Patriots knew it, and they knew how to exploit them. But that's how the Patriots do. And the balls were fully inflated too.
as much as I want to give all the credit to the New England Patriots, I wanted the New England Patriots to win. I wanted Tom Brady up on that stand. I wanted Roger Goodell to feel uncomfortable, even though he said he didn't. The TV commercial that played after the Super Bowl could be the greatest commercial I've ever seen.
Amazing.
And if you haven't seen it, and I haven't seen it since. I only saw it that
one
night.
Yeah.
It has something to do with, it's either a medical or something up in New England.
I think he's getting an MRI something like that.
And he's sitting in the waiting room, and the nurse says, "Mr. Brady, you know, you're ready, you're next, whatever. Please take off all your jewelry." Now, again, they filmed more than one. We all know that. And this was filmed before the Super Bowl, so I have no problems with it. So she says, "Mr. Brady, you need to take all of your jewelry off." And he's wearing all four of his rings. And he peels the four rings off. And then as he's like starts to walk away, he goes, "Oh, yeah, I forgot." And he reaches into his right front pocket and he pulls out his fifth Super Bowl ring and he says, "This one's kind of new." And he goes to put it in the locker and the nurse or the receptionist says, "We're going to need to get bigger lockers." When Tom Brady responds, "Roger that."
Genius. Whoever wrote it needs a raise.
Loved it.
They're not getting paid enough.
And Roger Goodell was not uncomfortable because he wasn't on stage long enough.
Yeah. Well, but when he came over, he kind of shook his hand, and Brady kind of looked at him. And I mean, it's all going to play out, and that's the only reason that I want it. As everybody knows, I'm not a fan. I could care less, whatever. But with all that said, when Atlanta knows, and they're up by 600 at the time, you're right, they took the foot off the gas. But all they had to do was literally down the ball. Not run plays. Down the ball, fall forward, kick a field goal to extend the 16-point lead to make it a three-possession game.
Three-score game, yeah.
That play, how do you take a sack?
Well, if you remember right, with 3 minutes and change left in the game, they ran outside with Freeman, and they lost about a yard. So that's when I think they went into a little bit of panic mode. But you're right. I think three times up the gut, kick the field goal. But how many times, you know, we could have said that one game about with Seattle, you know, why did they throw on that down? Why didn't they just, you know, a beast run through? It's all second game. Yeah, I know, but it's all second. It can't come all down to that one play. You know, it can't.
You're right. And it's definitely the game. And again, a coincidence that Quinn was on Seattle staff 2 years ago. So it's now happened to him twice. But it is what it is and plays out. Now, the next controversy is all of the New England Patriots that have come out and said they're not going to go to the White House.
You know, there was another one.
Chris Long just did.
Well, and not only that, but Aaron Hernandez said that he's not going to go either.
I understand that. And I would think that Aaron Hernandez would want to go.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. I'm sure he'd want to.
Guns a-blazing. I said on Facebook, on Twitter, on whatever, I think they should stop that tradition anyway.
Yeah.
Who cares? It's not that big of a deal. And I want my government running the government. Don't take a day off. You bitched about when Obama would go play golf. It's kind of the same thing. Let them work. Now, again, Obama did it. They've all done it. It's the tradition. It is whatever. Stop it. Who cares? It's more for the photo op.
Yeah.
It's not anything more than a photo op. Work. Get this country back to... Fix whatever's going on in this country. Fix this. And it's getting... I just had an argument with somebody on Facebook yesterday.
Yeah.
And I deleted them. And then he said, I'm not man enough to stand up and take and this. And my breath... How do you know my breath through Facebook? I found that kind of interesting. So he ripped my breath. Well, whatever. So I unfriended him and all that crap.
Right,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, just move on. But... Excuse me. But I would like to see that tradition taken away anyway, because it's not that big of a deal. It's a non-story. Nobody should go.
Hmm.
And I'm okay if...
I don't know if I have an opinion on it, because I don't watch it anyway.
I've only watched it the one time when the Cubs went.
Yeah.
And I only went because it was so much fun to watch President Obama... be uncomfortable because he's a White Sox fan. So I just had some fun with that. Not that I wanted Obama to be uncomfortable or the Cubs, or it was just kind of fun to watch.
Yeah. But otherwise it's just immaterial and it's not really going to do it. It doesn't help out. It doesn't, as you say, the only reason why people know about it is when the media covers it. And if
we're, or when somebody says, I'm not going. Okay. Well then don't go.
Oh yeah.
Don't go. Big Nobody whoop. Should go.
Big whoop. We still need to talk about the Edelman catch. I mean,
as good as the Julio Jones catch was,
which was phenomenal. I don't know how he got both feet in.
Come on. You know, we're making that out to be the greatest catch since sliced bread. It's what they do.
Yes, I know. I understand that they do this on a regular basis.
It was a great catch.
But that was a great catch.
It was a great catch, but it's not the greatest catch to ever be made.
Now, Edelman's catch,
was different. But no, let's stay on Julio for a second.
All right.
Think about it, the Patriots got that catch back because it was Tyree of the Giants that made almost the same kind of catch to beat the Patriots.
The undefeated season, the game was in Phoenix, and Brady even made a comment about that. We finally got one. We'll get to that circus catch in a second. The Julio Jones catch, I have a picture in my studio of Michael Pittman about the 2-yard line making the exact same catch.
Yeah.
We've seen that catch. They know to get their feet done. Fantastic catch.
Sure.
I was even saying something to my wife the whole leading up week about Julio Jones, arguably the best receiver in football. You know, because they were saying things about him, and she's like, well, who? He's the best.
Yeah.
He is the best. They make that catch. It's a routine, great catch. Ugly. He didn't one-hand it. It wasn't the Beckham one.
It wasn't the Evans catch. That was voted as the play of the year.
So I'm giving Julio Jones all the credit because he is one of the best, if not the best receiver. I'd put Mike Evans up there, you know, if he's not at the top three
he's
or four.
Close.
But it was a great, great catch that great receivers make. Dez Bryant makes that catch.
Fair enough.
You know, who are some of the other top receivers? Make that catch.
Yeah.
That's a great catch. The circus catch. Unbelievable. First, it's tipped, so it should have been picked off. And real quickly, Brady should have thrown an interception, by the way, at the end of the game, too, to go in to tie it up. Did you see that pass?
What's he thinking?
Same thing, part of the game.
Yeah, there's the play before. Right
circus
before.
Catch, and then for Edelman to have enough surroundings when he started to lose it to catch it again. Now, I saw him and Belichick, and I saw Belichick in a light that I've never seen before on The Tonight Show. Joked around, he clowned around, was laughing, whatever.
He let loose.
He did.
Bit.
It was unbelievable. Edelman said that there's a code word that they have for basically hurry up and snap the damn ball.
Okay.
Okay, whatever that. Almost like Peyton Manning Omaha. It's something. So I was told, I think Sean told me, that Edelman said to the DB, I caught that. The DB said, no, you didn't. They're kind of going back and forth. Edelman thought he caught it, but he goes back and says that word, snap the ball, let's go. And, of course, then it was reviewed and confirmed. You know, it's not the ruling stands. It was a catch.
Sure.
that to me was the catch. Julio Jones made a great catch that's made all the time. Not too many people are going to be able to fumble around. And we've seen plenty like that.
Well, and there were three defenders around him. There were three. It was tipped by the first one. Might have been a linebacker. And then the safety in a corner were behind him trying to knock the ball out. And if that ball doesn't hit one of the Falcons' legs, I mean, that ball
is... Oh, yeah, well, it laid on his leg.
Or if they tried to just bat it away and not try to catch it.
Or how about you just drill Edelman?
At that point in time, because the ball's already tipped, he's fair game, right?
He's fair game.
Well, that's a good point.
You know, it's been tipped, it's been hit, fair game, and even if it's a penalty.
Yeah, the bottom line is you can't afford to let that go.
But a great game. I flipped it on, I flipped it off when it was, you know, 21-3. I didn't even want to watch anymore,
yeah,
you know, to be honest. And then I'm going back and forth, and I'm on Facebook with a lot of the Buccaneer fans who are, you know, how can you root for the Atlanta Falcons?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're in our division, and me being me, I said, well, I'd like the Falcons to win just to really tick off my sister and brother-in-law.
Right.
Who are season ticket holders in Charlotte.
For the Panthers.
Yeah. And then it would be Atlanta, New Orleans, and Tampa have it, and Charlotte stinks, and they've been to two and whatever. So, all right, so we'll talk more about that. We need to talk about UFC.
Yes.
Is this weekend. A huge Bellator next week. It's a Bellator announcement or two. Boys of Summer in town. The Phillies truck came today. I would have been out there, you know, to kind of take in. It's almost like a, I hate to use the word circus atmosphere with what just happened yesterday, but kind of a circus atmosphere as the trucks roll in and they're unloading and all the bats and balls and strollers and
truck day,
golf carts and all that kind of stuff. So a whole lot still to get to. Promise we'll get to some. And we do need to send an envelope out. We did have a winner for Renaissance tickets last week, and we'll make that announcement when we come
back.
This is Talking Sports. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
CubeSmart Self-Storage recognizes that people have special storage needs, and that's why our facilities offer a wide variety of storage solutions, including household, business, and vehicle storage. With hundreds of storage facilities nationwide and locations in the Pinellas County area, you will always have a location convenient for you. Check them out at CubeSmart.com. That's CubeSmart.com. CubeSmart, the home of all Talking Sports, giveaways, and equipment.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Rugged Maniac 5K Obstacle Race returns to the Tampa Bay area on April 22nd, and you will not want to miss it. The event features 25 obstacles over 3.1 miles, and for one low price, you will receive your Rugged Maniac t-shirt, racer medal, and one free beer, as well as free photos. Rugged Maniac is a ton of fun for people of all fitness levels, from couch potato to elite athletes. Don't wait. Go to ruggedmaniac.com and sign up before it sells out. April 22nd in Dade City, the return of Rugged Maniac.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Dane Cook, and you are on with Randy Harris.
Everybody get up.
So before we talk, before I have you talk about a couple interviews that you were able to do Wednesday, Daytona 500 right around the corner, the St. Pete Grand Prix right around the corner. So I leave the hospital, had double hernia surgery or whatever the official technical medical term was for it. And I say to my wife, any chance we can make a stop on the way home? We went to Chef-Inspired Popcorn. Took me couple of minutes to get out of the car, to walk into Chef Inspired Popcorn to get me a nice, healthy bag of chicken and waffles.
You visited your dealer.
I know that you have some things to do, so if you're headed south, you're not able to do it. If you're not headed directly south, maybe you could go hit my drug dealer on the way. And they do have a nice bag of the medication that I need. As more chicken and waffles were made, plus they've made some other new flavors. Give them a try over there on Howard. It's unbelievable.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more chicken and waffles.
There you go. All right, so which interview do you want to talk about first? The president of the Daytona Speedway, I think that's what it was.
Yes.
As well as last year's pole sitter. And some competition that he may or may not have in this year's race.
You know, I like how you put that. Let's go ahead and get that one out of the way first.
The elephant in the room.
Yes. So, yes, we did have last year's pole sitter, which was kind of an interesting situation for him last year because Will Power, by the way, the absolute best sports name ever, Will Power, his given name, it's not a nickname.
No, I understand. I don't want to say ever. There's been Dick Trickle's pretty good. I mean,
Dick, is that that's not a real name.
Yeah,
though.
It's his real
who
name.
Was that?
He's a race car driver. There's been a couple race car drivers. Lake Speed. There's been a few neck car drivers that have pretty good names. Will Power's good.
Will Power is good, and it's hard to overcome Will Power, but
he threw some power your way.
He did. He succumbed to an illness last year. He did race through it for the time trials. He did get the pole position. However, he was not able to actually compete in the race. Last year, it was Juan Pablo Montoya who was the winner, which gave him his second St. Pete Grand Prix championship in a row. So as the back-to-back winner and current reigning champion, I thought it was a pertinent question to ask Will.
And you wanted to be pertinent.
I did try to be pertinent. I said, Will, Juan Pablo Montoya has won the last 2 years. What do you have to do to beat him? And he said, well, this year, in his Australian accent, he said, this year might be the easiest to beat him because he's not racing in the race. I failed to realize that after the 2016 season, Penske had actually informed JPM that he was not going to be their full-time driver anymore and that on race contract for only the Indy 500.
If you're only going to sign up for one race,
that's probably the one you want to do.
Probably the one.
So, needless to say, that didn't go too well.
Got you off on a good start.
That question, at least. But he actually, speaking of starts, pole position and all, he started out the interview before we could even ask a question. He said, did you know that Pelicans Global, I completely messed that up, Pelicans go blind when they dive into the water. Okay. It was the most random thing. You just all of a sudden,
really?
Hey, did you guys know about pelicans? I'm like, yeah, I'd actually heard that they have a dominant eye like humans do. They dive using that eye. Once they go blind, they switch eyes, and then once they go blind, they die of starvation. And now you know.
So every time they once they dive in, they're now blind?
Not
permanently.
Eventually. After years, they will go blind in one eye.
Okay. Well, we appreciate that little worthless piece of tidbit.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the fact that it came from Will Power as he was driving over the Howard Franklin, because he had to do the media stuff that's leading up to the St. Pete Grand Prix, which is March, the weekend of March 10th. The race day itself is March 12th. So always one of, if not my favorite events of the year. It's
probably your favorite race to go to attend.
I think so, yeah. I'd have to say that. Now, that said.
Oh, that hurt.
We actually, the one in April, because I actually will attend it and participate in the Rugged Maniac in April.
No, I was talking about auto race, but okay.
Okay. But we also had Chip Wild, the president of the Daytona International Speedway.
Big race right around the corner.
Yeah, they tend to do some big things over there. Actually, one of the most highly attended events in the United States each year. 250,000 people.
Before I forget, Larry, you did win a pair of tickets to the Renaissance Festival. I know that. No, I would come back and say it. All right, back to your story.
About 250,000 people each year go to Daytona International Speedway, and they actually did a $400 million renovation. So bigger and better, making it an even more exciting spectacle for everybody. Kicking off the NASCAR series. Is that the first one, or is it just one of the first races?
No, that's the first.
That is the first race? Yeah. Gotcha.
Of the season. And they've always said that NASCAR does everything, you know, backwards. Mm-hmm. So it's the Super Bowl. The Daytona 500 is the granddaddy. The Daytona 500 is the big race of the year, and that's how they start the season.
Can you like it? Do you have an opinion on whether that's a good thing or a bad thing?
You know, I mean, it's not necessarily an opinion, but to me, it's like WWE.
Yeah.
WWE, their biggest pay-per-view, WrestleMania, comes to Orlando. Why is that any bigger than the pay-per-view that's this Sunday or the pay-per-view that was last month? It's the same guys that wrestle against the same guys. Mm. It's just that they call it the biggest pay-per-view of the year. If the Daytona 500 had different participants than other races, then it would make it a special race, but it's really not.
Right.
You know, to me, Daytona, Talladega, I wish I could name Pocono.
They're all regular season, if you will, races. It's just another race. Yeah.
I mean, to me, I don't consider it the big, even though it is. You know, the biggest, the baddest, the best, whatever. Obviously, Homestead's the biggest, the best, the most important, because that's where your champion, at least last season, was determined. Whoever was going to be your ultimate winner needed to finish above the other four. So they make a big spectacle out of it. It could be a spectacle just because it's the first race, too. Not because it's their biggest, best, baddest. It's a little bit of everything. I've been to it before. It's kind of cool. I went with, ironically enough, a Stiles G White.
Oh, wow.
And we went and we met all the drivers. We were at the driver's meeting and had a pretty decent time. I would have rather stayed. To me, I'd rather watch the pits than watch the race. Watching the pits to me was fascinating. You know,
how so?
Car pulls in, they get an oil change in 4 seconds. You know, they
why does it take me 15 minutes to an hour?
Exactly. They make this big deal out of these new places that pop up that you can get an oil change in 10 minutes. In a NASCAR race, it gets done in 4 seconds. Change tires, lug nuts, and a tune-up in 14 seconds. I just enjoy that whole thing. It's in, it's out, it's done, bam.
Yeah.
Same with the Indy, you know, the St. Pete Grand Prix or whatever their official technical name is.
I
enjoy watching it comes in. That jap goes in, the cars go up, the tires change, and they're leaving before it's even on the ground. You got to time it so that as they're lowering, you're already taken off.
Yeah.
You know, and I enjoy that. I mean, it's fun to watch that. But again, the biggest, the super, the SB, the big game, whatever we're allowed to say, of the Daytona 500, I don't necessarily buy it. But it's fun to watch. The wrecks are cool, too.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Speaking of wrecks, I thought in the Super Bowl of Motorsports, I was expecting the halftime show of the Super Bowl to be a little bit more of a train wreck than it was, or a car wreck than it was. Lady Gaga tends to be a little bit out there sometimes, and I think that it actually went fairly well.
Didn't say it.
Yeah, it was. It actually, she did a good job.
Well, I heard she did.
Yeah.
I made a mistake and didn't Tebow it.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see it. I was flipping back and forth. And
yeah.
Honestly, didn't care.
Yeah, it was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. Happily surprised. I'm happily surprised that
we're halfway through.
The first half of this show went so well, but we do have to hit this break.
Well, that's debatable, but we're halfway through.
My opinion, it went well. But keep listening. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Quadrum Fitness Center, located at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park, just completed a $2 million plus upgrade. The facility is unbelievable, and the new equipment will blow your mind. Give the high-intensity classes, the group classes, or the signature classes a try today. Call 727-827-7979 and set up a visit or a training session with a trainer. Fitness for young hearts and beyond. Check them out at quadrumfitness.com.
Arg, matey. When it's time for lunch, when it's time for dinner, when the show's over, when the day's over, when it's time to chill, where do we go? Over to Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub. It's literally in our backyard, right in back of the WTAN studios at 700 Eldridge Street, just north of downtown Clearwater. Just look for the broadcast tower. Nancy's food and atmosphere get rave reviews. The laid-back patio is a great place to hang out, dine, and listen to live music at night. And Nancy's one of the friendliest proprietors in town. And now, Nancy is serving Sunday jazz brunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brunch served with eggs benedict, crepes, waffles, lox and bagels, shrimp, oysters, and a build-your-own omelet. That's all at Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub, 700 Eldridge Street in Clearwater. That's right where Eldridge crosses the Pinellas Trail between Myrtle and Fort Harrison. Call 446-3717. 446-3717.
Hey, this is Captain Keith Colburn of The Wizard on Deadliest Catch. I love Naughty Nancy's.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Rugged Maniac 5K Obstacle Race returns to the Tampa Bay area on April 22nd, and you will not want to miss it. The event features 25 obstacles over 3.1 miles, and for one low price, you will receive your Rugged Maniac t-shirt, racer medal, and one free beer, as well as free photos. Rugged Maniac is a ton of fun for people of all fitness levels, from couch potato to elite athletes. Don't wait. Go to ruggedmaniac.com and sign up before it sells out. April 22nd in Dade City, the return of Rugged Maniac.
The world's most exotic cars are gathering for the 14th annual Festival of Speed, presented by Burstith Porsche, Sunday, April 2nd in St. Petersburg's Vinoy Park. Festivals of Speed is a gathering of the world's most exotic automobiles, motorcycles, and luxury brands. Names like Lamborghini, Ferrari, Rolls-Royce will all be on display. Start the weekend off with the exciting luxury lifestyle reception, a fabulous display of exotic cars, open bar, great food, and more. Use ticket code TAMPA to get 50% off Sunday tickets. Want to be involved? For sponsorship information, visit festivalsofspeed.com. That's festivals with an S of speed.com. Or call 352-385-9450. That's 352-385-9450.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game.
Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Alice Cooper talking with Randy Harris on Talking Sports.
We have some pretty cool giveaways in route, by the way. I haven't told you this yet.
En route.
I believe a brand new movie is about to hit the big screen. The Smurfs return. Are you aware of that?
I had no earthly clue.
I didn't either until I was speaking to the head honchos at Daphne's Head Covers.
Yeah.
And they will be sending us some Smurf head covers to give away.
Gotcha.
We're also in deep, deep, deep negotiations.
Okay.
As I have asked her for years for the ever popular Yorkie Poo head cover. So
ever popular.
The photos have been taken of a Yorkie Poo model and has been forwarded to Daphne's Head Covers. And we may have a very special Yorkie Poo head cover that we will be giving away on the show as well.
Wow.
Yeah. We're pretty close.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, speaking of movies, just real quick before I forget, Patriots Day. Have you seen it?
No.
It's got nothing to do with Tom Brady or anything like that.
Yeah, I won't watch it.
Why?
That's the Boston Massacre. Marathon
bombing. Great. Yeah, Mark Wahlberg. It's not politically correct is what I like. They actually told what happened.
I just don't know if I want to watch it. Now, as you know, and everybody knows, I don't watch a whole lot of movies because I can't sit still and concentrate that long. But one of the movies that I'll never watch is Titanic for the exact same reason. I don't want to watch this. I don't want to relive this. You know,
don't want to relive the Titanic? It was so traumatic the first time you were there.
When I was there.
Gotcha.
When Jesus and I talked about this.
Exactly, in high school.
You know, which is surprising about the Patriot because I'm a big Marky Mark guy.
Yeah.
Did you hear the real controversy? Ed, did you hear the real controversy about Super Bowl 51?
No.
The fact that Mark Wahlberg left early?
Well, his kids were sick or something like that.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Happen. I mean, you know.
I'm a Mark Wahlberg fan. I like the guy. He's the bucket list. When he goes on Live with Kelly, I'm going to go up and meet him the whole nine yards. Don't tell me that he's going to leave if the Patriots are up 21-30 or 28-14. I don't buy it.
And seeing some of his programs, Wahlbergers, whatever, he's very committed to his family. And here's the thing, that if he gotten, you know, by the time he got to his car and everything and turned on the radio and he heard that the Patriots were coming back, if his kids were not sick, he probably would have had the option to return to the stadium.
When did his kids get sick? After he already got to the game?
Yeah, he was at the game and then one of his sick
roughly
kids.
Half-time. Right
around halftime is when the kids got sick. Yeah. All right. No, he very, very family, even though he doesn't get along well with Donnie. Because, you know, he doesn't like Donnie's wife and blah, 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 allegedly. I watch Wahlburgers. I've been to Wahlburgers because of Marky Mark. But it is what it is. So he leaves it early because his son was sick. That's the controversy to me from that game.
Did you know that Ric Flair still has 11 more world championships than Tom Brady?
Okay. Whatever. So are you implying they're both scripted?
I didn't go that far.
Are you implying the NFL is scripted?
No.
And that they scripted Brady to win it?
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
And by the way, even the most casual Patriots fan would not have given up at 28-3. I'm not a Patriots fan. I admire them. I think I've watched that game probably 6 times. Not the whole thing, but in bits and pieces, because I'm admiring the work that he's done in that game. But there was a point when they were up to, when they were down 28-3, I didn't think they were out of it. I said they'll come back. Watch, they'll come back.
I didn't. I didn't think. I thought that they might have made it a closer game, but I didn't. And at any time at 28-3, did I think the Patriots were going to win that game?
Yeah, that was a little bit to me far fetched.
Again, I didn't think that they were going to lay an egg in the second half. And yes, you know, the interception and Blunt's, you know, fumble and all those things helped Atlanta get the lead that they had. But in no way did I ever think, A, the Patriots would come back, and B, that the Falcons would blow this lead. I was flabbergasted that they had the lead that they had.
In the first place, yeah.
In the first place. Yeah. I expected, you know, them to come back and it'd be a closer game, but in no way, you know. Yeah. Would I ever say that I thought they were going to win?
Let's shift some gears real quick. I know.
I like how you did that.
We talked a little motorsports earlier. Let's go to MMA because we have a couple announcements coming out of Bellator MMA. Some good, some bad. I'd say that.
well, good. The first thing, excuse me, the hernia is kicking in. The biggest Bellator news right now would be Fedor Emelianenko. Touchdown in the US of A today.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, that's something that we're going to have to keep an eye on is how the rest of his trip goes and how it ends, obviously, at Bellator 172.
Next weekend against former, and I don't like to call him NFL player. I think he might have had a cup of coffee.
Yeah,
he might have made a practice squad, Matt Mitrione, who did defeat Marcus Jones. You know,
yeah, he's got some capability, sure, but it's going to be interesting seeing somebody who was okay in the UFC when he was in fighting against a former a former big deal. I don't know. It's some names, but that's about it, I think. But we'll see how it goes. Bellator is going to be rumor has it that they are talking with former UFC commentator Mike Goldberg to bring him to discuss what's going on in their cage.
And I can foresee that. I can see Mike taking the job.
Okay.
What I do like is that he's not coming in to replace anyone. You know, I think that would be pretty crappy of A, getting rid of the guy who's been there, whoever he is.
Sure.
Again, I'm not a big... going to start doing more with Bellator, but haven't done a ton with him so far, that they're going to use him to fill in when the other guys can't do whatever. I like that. Mike is a huge MMA fan. Once you are fired, you don't owe the UFC, the NFL, this radio program, anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to move on with your life. And so I fully support Mike if that's an issue. If anybody's like, well, how can he do that? He's doing it because he wants a job.
Yeah.
He wants to stay close to
be gainfully MMA. Employed.
Yeah. You know, it's about feeding the kids and
sure.
feeding yourself and all that kind of stuff. So I don't think that's a problem. And B, I don't think it's Bellator trying to stick anything to the UFC because the UFC got rid of Mike Goldberg. It's not, you know, and we need to talk about the other one, and Ryan Bader hasn't returned a phone call, but it's been all over Twitter that the UFC is letting Ryan Bader go
right.
to Bellator. So if there's any truth to that. But get to the negative story.
So there were the allegations that came from the outcome of the Chael Sonnen and Tito Ortiz fight at Bellator 170. And so fight fixing was brought up multiple times. It was discussed for a while, and that was it. And we hadn't heard about it recently, but then I guess Scott Coker, who's running Bellator, has now said that he plans on going after Dan Hardy, who is now a UFC commentator, because he was saying that the fights were fixed and made those allegations. So do you find that interesting that Hardy's the one that's being many people?
Yeah, but it wasn't said by commentators of another organization.
Okay.
And even though Dana White has come out as the president of the UFC and said in no way, shape, fashion, and Dana even said, believe me, I would love to say that.
Sure.
I don't want to, you know, credit Bellator and or Tito Ortiz and Chael Sonnen,
yeah,
two of his former employees. But in no way did Dana believe. Yeah, I think Scott Coker is well within his right to do that. It's another organization. It's a head commentator. The biggest joke of the whole thing is where it says former legend Dan Hardy. The day Dan Hardy is considered a legend in anybody's mind, in the UFC's mind, in Dan Hardy's fans' minds, or in Dan Hardy's mind, he's the furthest thing from a legend. Now, I could understand Dan Hardy being somewhat upset's not the right word, critical. Not that it was a fixed fight, but Dan Hardy almost had his arm ripped off his shoulders, out of his shoulders, out of his socket, and almost had it ripped out and beaten over his head with it by GSP.
Yeah.
So if Dan,
that was a bad fight.
If Dan Hardy wants to say negative things about Chael Sonnen because he tapped so quickly or he tapped when it wasn't fully in, or I'm okay with that because of what Dan Hardy did against GSP. But to say that the fight was fixed is unbelievable. And here's what Tito doesn't know this yet.
Mm-hmm.
But on this very program, we talked to Sean KO Radio. KO Radio, it appears, will be going to Nashville on April 18th. And I'm going to ask Tito to put that head crank on Sean.
It's happening.
Tito doesn't know it yet.
Right.
But Sean's prepared for it. And, you know, for anybody that questions that crank as it being not real, Sean didn't necessarily say it wasn't real.
Right.
But, you know, everybody's saying the full, it wasn't a rear naked choke. It was a crank. There's a big difference.
There's a huge difference, yeah.
Somebody starts cranking on your chin, ask Alex Nicholson, who had his jaw broken.
Broken.
And that was applied.
Yeah.
It's the real deal. So I'm okay with Scott Coker doing what Scott Coker needs to do and wants to do. And I don't necessarily think that it's him going after a company formerly known as Zuffa, but it's more going after somebody in another organization saying something negative that's not proven.
Fair enough. And speaking of broken jaws, we will hit this last break of the show.
Are you implying my jaw's broken?
No. Okay. Just break, big. Time for a break.
I'm with you.
You're listening to Talking Sports.
Talk Radio Network.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
CubeSmart Self-Storage recognizes that people have special storage needs, and that's why our facilities offer a wide variety of storage solutions, including household, business, and vehicle storage. With hundreds of storage facilities nationwide and locations in the Pinellas County area, you will always have a location convenient for you. Check them out at CubeSmart.com. That's CubeSmart.com. CubeSmart, the home of all talking sports, giveaways, and equipment.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sean Payton. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. A lot of things still to get to, but we should have probably started the show with this. The big Charles Oakley ordeal.
What is the big Charles Oakley ordeal?
Okay, now,
for those playing the home game,
obviously there's three sides to the story.
Sure. His, theirs, and the truth.
And the truth. And I'm not sure we're ever going to get to the truth. So Charles Oakley purchases a ticket. Charles Oakley, for those not knowing, if Dan Hardy's a legend, Charles Oakley certainly is a legend. Okay?
Okay.
Charles Oakley, and they did a whole story, and Charles Oakley enabled Patrick Ewing to be Patrick Ewing. Charles Oakley was Dennis Rodman before Dennis Rodman.
Okay.
You look at Patrick Ewing and you were going to get the crap kicked out of you.
Gotcha.
You touched Patrick Ewing. Not pretty. And like they said,
he was an enforcer.
He was an enforcer. And what they kind of said in this story was Charles Oakley wasn't just an enforcer on the court. If you did something to Patrick Ewing, he would find you at your house. He
that
would
type.
Find you
okay.
at the delicatessen. Charles Oakley was a bad, bad dude.
Okay.
So I guess there's a lot of bad blood between ownership of the Knicks and Charles Oakley.
Okay.
One side of the story claims that Charles Oakley was screaming at the owner who was sitting not far from him.
Okay.
Owner finally had enough, wanted him ejected. They go to eject him, and that's when we saw the rest of the shoving and the pushing and whatever.
Okay.
Charles Oakley said he didn't say anything. He was just at the game. And then they came over to escort him out. And then he got rough and, you know, people are putting their hands on him and he's shoving them.
Okay.
There have been reports from fans and there's been some videos of fans that have said both. Some fans have said he was screaming. Some fans said he didn't say anything. So it's going to get interesting. The thing that was very interesting was, Phil Jackson,
yeah,
went into the tunnel to try to calm him down. Obviously, there's a relationship there.
Sure.
What the story was saying about Charles Oakley was there was only one person more important to Charles Oakley than the Knicks and Patrick Ewing, and that's Michael Jordan. And okay. then Phil Jackson called Michael Jordan to try to talk him down off the ledge.
And, oh, wow.
But I guess he didn't answer the phone, you know, or whatever. Since he got handcuffed, got arrested. There was an interview, I guess he was at a bar after he got out of jail, basically saying, I didn't say anything. And what I found very interesting is what you just told me. That's the part for you now. You to tell everybody what you just told me.
I don't even remember what I just told
the
you.
The security guard, the head of security at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, so MSG fired their security chief. This was just today.
Now, not that that should imply anything. But doesn't that imply something? if they fired something.
Yeah.
You know, it's just weird. So now if it's you're going down the middle, don't you tilt a little bit towards Charles Oakley's side?
Yeah.
If they've now fired the head of security at Madison Square Garden who was involved in that.
Yeah, I mean, this was the senior vice president for security for Madison Square Garden.
Now, he could be the fall guy, too.
Well, and yeah.
Wasn't that Lee Majors, the fall guy, back in the day? Before you were born?
Sure. Okay. Yes, maybe. Let's go with that. But yeah, I mean, if something like that happens, if they felt like somebody made a rash decision or... But, I mean, was it a rash decision? If the ownership tells you to do something like that...
You do what you're told.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pardon the pun, but you're handcuffed. So you have to do something.
Let's see what the head of... The former head of security at Madison Square Garden will say.
Because I'm sure, yeah, he's going to be interviewed.
Yeah.
And it's going to be
and very, reported on. Very similar to what we just said about Goldberg is he doesn't owe Madison Square Garden anything now.
True, yeah.
If he's been fired, tell the truth.
Do you think he might have been... Well, depends. If he signed a non-disclosure and was given hush money.
To be fired? Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's entirely possible.
Anything's possible. They better get Commissioner Reagan and the NYPD involved from Blue Bloods, and they'll get to the bottom of it. How about the Texas Rangers? Yeah, the Texas Rangers, and not the baseball team, is investigating the stolen Brady jersey.
Wait, what?
Do you live under a rock when I'm in the hospital?
Why?
Because something major happened in the state of Texas, and, and the governor's not happy about it.
Huh. That's
true. That's true.
Really?
That seriously happened.
Like, right. So
you threw five other subjects at me.
No,
we're not going back there.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Then that's the joke. And obviously, I don't know the other guy that was his assistant that was in Top Gun.
Yeah.
Cletus J. Thud.
I'm going to find this out.
No, you're not. So what's our other story?
Well, we have, obviously, UFC 208, because that is coming up this weekend.
It is tomorrow.
We have, real quick, we can go over the full preseason schedule for the Tampa Bay Rowdies, if that's something that interests you. We can talk about the Lightning. They're going for their third straight win tonight, which is pretty significant considering their recent history. They're playing against the Wild. They actually shut out and blew out the LA Kings Tuesday night, 5-0 here, which is,
good for them.
I mean, as streaky as this team is, I don't see them getting to the playoffs at all. They're pretty much a 500 team.
Yeah, they're certainly not going to win it like it was predicted.
No, absolutely not. They would have to be an epic turnaround like the Super Bowl.
All right, we did all these prop bets for the Super Bowl. So the prop bet for both of you guys, for Ed and for you, Alex, the Oklahoma City crowd, do they boo or do they cheer when Durant returns tomorrow night?
They boo.
I think they boo too, which is awful fans, but
yeah,
you cheer and then you boo.
Yeah, they
and we've always said that, but I think they boo right out of the blocks.
Yeah.
Which is a shame, you know, but you think Durant cares deep down? No, I certainly don't.
That's a big negative.
Cleveland was there yesterday, played Oklahoma City to get them ready for their big game against Golden State on Saturday.
Isn't Golden State like 22-8? Excuse me, 44-8.
Yeah.
Pardon.
It's the same team. You know, it'll come down to the same three teams. You know, going back to the Knicks real quick, you know, will Anthony get traded? Will Jackson get the boot? Spike Lee's trying to get him the boot. Like that bothers me more than anything, and I wish we had more time to talk about it. The fact that you're a fan.
Somebody not related to the organization as itself feeling like they can have sway or influence over how they're
run. One of the shows, I think, on the Four Letter Network is like, could you see Jack Nicholson getting involved in saying this stuff out in L.A.? You know, it's so different. And, you know, I'd like to see Reggie Miller go over and just shut Spike Lee up again, you know, like he did back in the day when he played. And, you know, it won't happen. It should. It could. It would. But certainly it won't. So, all right. Well, I do want to thank everybody for tuning in and putting up with this hernia situation. I'm going to go and lay back down.
Well played, though. well played today. You did well.
If you'd like to, feel free to hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KO Eggs.
We will be in studio with some guests next week. I can hardly wait for that. See everybody next week.